Yes.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm returning your call from Family First Home Care.
Hi, you said Stella?
Yes.
Hi, Stella. Thank you. I actually called a couple times and then got distracted. That's how busy I am. But, yeah, my name is Sabrina, and I believe, I don't know if I heard you on the radio or saw on TV, but I'll be really quick because I'm still busy. Stella, we have a client. She's 75 years old, and she is receiving home care. In fact, she has been for the past 28 years, okay? The current agency that we're with, she's with Keystone, to be specific, Keystone VIP, okay?
Okay.
Prior to VIP, we were just with regular CHC. Now, do you accept Keystone?
We do accept Keystone, yes.
Okay, so now, for all of the years that she's been receiving home care through the providers, we had no problem with the 28 hours that she get, because between the hours of 11 and 3, we have to have a second person because she's a quadriplegic and she's very, very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we must have two people for 4 hours, which makes it a total of 28 hours a day. You follow me so far?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so the problem is last September, actually a year ago this month, we got a phone call from Keystone VIP offering Sheila additional benefits, and Mr. Smith, who is Sheila's husband, you know, him and I both were on the phone, and he decided that, okay, if it's more benefits for Sheila, let's switch to VIP. Well, wasn't such a good idea, because now with VIP, the provider is having a difficult time billing for those extra 4 hours. We don't know if there's a glitch in the computer, but it happens like every 2 or 3 months. And I'll be brief with you. We have a live-in, which is myself. I've been with Sheila for 8 years. And myself, as well as the other two caregivers that we have, are not getting paid for these hours. And his reasoning is that he cannot bill. However, we get those confirmation forms, you know, that the client receives from Keystone saying that they paid for certain services. So we have a stack of them. And we've been going back since March. Okay, that's how far. For example, I'm owed about $3,000 so far. The other girls, I think she's owed about $2,000. And so Mr. Smith asked me, because I'm Sheila's advocate, I'm not just her caregiver, I'm her personal living caregiver, but I'm her advocate. I help Mr. Smith handle all of her affairs. So he asked me to do a little research. So specifically, he is kind of testing the waters on different agencies and if it's worth staying, because the thing is, the current provider, he eventually pays, because he does. It's just since March, and it's ongoing. Like the pay that the girls just received is short again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these are really good people. We're blessed to have these people who are reliable. They show up and they work. Okay? So we don't want to lose them. So fast forward. I'm just testing the waters, but Mr. Smith asked me to be specific with, for example, we have myself, who's the live-in, and I work 100 hours 1 week and 92 hours another week. Sheila, let me back up. Sheila gets 196 hours per pay period. Okay, so that's...
Whether you mean per pay period, that's per week?
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, right, you see? And so...
But how are you... One second. If you're 11,
mm-hmm.
Are you getting paid for the full 160, like 24-7?
Well, what it is, say for 1 week, because I'm 11, we have three shifts. This will help you. We have a 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. shift. Then we have that 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift. Now, remember I told you between
11 to 3 overlaps, like it's 2 cure.
That's
right?
Exactly, because we need two people.
Does insurance approve that? Because I know they usually don't, but I guess for her, they're
pretty... Well, it's been like this. She's been a quadriplegic for going on 28 years.
For 20 years. Okay, I guess they approved it.
Yeah, it's never been an issue for all of these 28 years until she switched to VIP.
Okay.
Now then we have a third shift, which is the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift. And as the live-in, I usually do the morning 7 to 3, and then the other girls may come in for that other shift. And then twice a week, for example, I'll do the overnight shift. So that's basically, it's not about me accumulating the hours. It's basically about her getting the proper care that she needs 24 hours a day.
But if now, she only has 198 hours, in a week there was 168 hours. So if it's 2 weeks, then it's not 24/7, I guess.
Well.
Or she gets more hours, or maybe 198 per week.
She gets 100? Yeah, I don't have the paper in front of me. I think it's per pay period. I'm sorry, it's $392 per pay period. So that breaks it up. Now I need the paper. Now I need the paper because, sometimes if it's not in front of you.
Yeah. So if it's $392 per pay period, then it's $196
So that's it.
And there's 168 hours in a week. And I guess 96, that would be like 28 hours are overlapped.
Correct. There you go. Okay. So Mr. Smith asked me to do the, testing the waters because his biggest concern is if he switches to another agent, another provider, will we be able to keep the shifts that we have and continue working the hours that we have without any issues? Like Mr. Smith is adamant about not bringing in new people because we know Sheila. She's a quad. She's also mental. She's verbal and extremely verbal. And a lot of people, we've had, this has been a revolving door over the years where people will walk in and quit the same day. So you got to really be in tune with Sheila. So he doesn't want to lose the current ones.
Current caregivers, then it should not be an issue. We'll just need to get them signed up. And then they'll be able to start working the same as they started before, but just clock in with us, and they'll get paid from us.
Okay. And
we pay weekly, so we don't pay biweekly. We pay weekly.
Oh, okay. And what is the pay?
So really, because this is very complicated, we'll need to see how many hours each of them are working. And which county are they?
We're in Morton, Pennsylvania. This is right out in Springfield.
Do you know which county it is?
Delaware County, yeah.
Delaware County.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware County, and there's three caregivers?
There's myself, there's Adu, and then there's the granddaughter. So, yes, there's actually three of us.
Three caregivers, and each of you are doing approximately the same amount of hours?
No, absolutely not. For example, the granddaughter, she only works on the weekend. She works, when she does work, I'm sorry to say that. I really shouldn't have said that. But her scheduled shifts are Monday night, which is 12 hours, Wednesday night, which is 12 hours, Friday night, which is 12 hours, and then every other weekend with that minus the 4 hour. So 24 hours on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 hours on a Sunday. You get it?
I got it. It is quite complicated. I'll need to see what rate we can give you. And how many hours are you doing? Do you know?
For me, again, I can look at my payroll sheets now. I'll show you the last payroll. I'll tell you the last payroll. And then Mr. Smith and I can do a breakdown for you. All right, here we go. All right, so the last pay period, I made 100 hours for the second week of payroll. That first week is 92 hours. So I total 192 hours every pay period.
Now, do you know which rate you got, like approximately?
Yeah, we're currently at $1,350.
$1,350, and do you get overtime as well?
Yeah, well, that's how I'm able to accumulate these hours, because we are allowed to work overtime. And as you can imagine, I get the bulk of the overtime. Anything over 40 hours,
you
right?
Get 5.5?
Yes, ma'am.
So you work approximately 100 hours. The other rate is working approximately, if it's 198 hours, 92.
Uh-huh.
And you're doing 100, then she's must probably doing approximately like 1 week 36, 1 week 50.
Correct. You're averaging it out. You got the idea. Mm-hmm.
I got it. Let me give a check what rate we can give you. Do you want to hold on the line, or do you want me to call you back?
Actually, we got to get ready to get her up. We usually do this at 11 o'clock. So, Stella, it's really chaotic around here. It really, really is, because it's a lot with her, as you can imagine. It's not just changing her pamper and feeding her and giving her her meds. It's a lot of phone calls. It's the doctors. It's the other. It's a lot. So that usually starts, like, right about now. When you called me, we were getting into the flow of it. So what I'm going to do is probably give you a call back, Stella, because I'm going to let Mr. Smith know that it would be easier for you to have a complete breakdown of the shifts and how many hours each shift per pay period. Would that help?
I don't think it's fine. I just need the overall. We'll just do that once we get started. But before that, I do want to see if we accept that insurance before we start, like, just thinking
going
about
too
it.
Far. Okay, that's fine.
Can
all
you
right.
Give me her, maybe her first and last name and date of birth, and I'll see if, like, that sounds good.
Okay, her first name is
one
Sheila.
Second, hold a second. I want to log in. Give me one
go
minute.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so it's Sheila. How do I spell that?
S-H-E-I-L-A.
Okay. And
middle initial A.
Okay.
Last name Smith.
Okay, got it. And what's her date of birth?
3-6-1950.
3-6-1950, let's see. Okay, yes, it sounds good.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, so that's something we accept, that insurance. And then I would see how much we can give you. I'll try to get the highest rate for you. And just give me, when will you call me back?
It will be probably, let's see, we get her up and then we feed her lunch. So maybe around, is one-ish okay with you?
Sounds good. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you back.
I certainly will. Thank you, Stella.
No problem. We'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.